You know, another striking similarity between these two religions is that they both promote basically a certain race or a certain nationality into preeminence. Did you notice that? Because with Mormonism, it's basically the white man and the English language that's basically put into preeminence and put in the number one slot. That's why until the 1950s, no black man was allowed to join the Mormon church. Now, here's the difference. God's word said that he made all nations of the earth of one blood. We are all of one blood. We are all his children through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. We don't believe that there should be a different church for different nationality. And the Mormon church said whites only for a long time.
Yeah, it's true.
Well, if you look at Islam, it has a similar mentality that says, hey, you must speak Arabic. You must live the Arabic culture and the Arabic way of life. And even when a person converts to Islam, they can't even keep their normal name. They have to switch to an Arabic name. Remember Cassius Clay, the boxer? What did his name become? Muhammad Ali. Why did he change his name? Because when people convert to Islam, they have to convert unto an Arabic name, they have to read the Quran in the Arabic language, and they have to convert to an Arabic way of life and Arabic culture. And it was all about promoting the Arabic way, the Arabic culture, Arabic pride. That's what Islam's about. And when Joseph Smith started Mormonism, Mormonism was all about white supremacy. And basically they said North America is basically the promised land and Utah is Zion. And I mean, it's even called what, Zion National Park in Utah. But they say, you know, the Utah's the promised land and we're the chosen people. And the whiter you are, the better you were when you were up in heaven before you were born. Both of them basically push a certain nationality and a certain culture and a certain language and say this is the only right one. You know, this is the supreme, the preeminent. That's not a right doctrine. You know, God chose the nation of Israel in the Old Testament, but you know what? When they forsook him and started worshiping other gods, and when they ultimately rejected Jesus Christ, he looked at them and said, the kingdom of God shall be taken from you and given to a nation bringing forth the fruits thereof. He said, think not to say within yourselves, we have Abraham to our father. For I say unto you that God is able of these stones to raise up children unto Abraham. He said, it's not about the fact that you're a so-called Jew or that you're a child of Abraham. He said, God is not a respecter of persons. And you will be cut down and uprooted if you do not believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. And anyone, red, yellow, black, and white, who believes on Christ is one of his chosen people. You are the chosen one. You are the holy nation. You are the peculiar people if you believe on Christ. It doesn't promote a certain culture or a certain nationality or a certain geographic region and say, oh, you must travel to Mecca, the holy land of Islam. You must go to Saudi Arabia and speak Arabic and be an Arab. And then, you know, with the Mormons, you got to travel to Salt Lake City and make that pilgrimage to that temple, well, the white man's shrine. You know, both of them are promoting a certain geographical area and a certain nationality and a certain culture and a certain language and saying, hey, it's all about this language. You have to know the English Book of Mormon to get the real truth because the Bible's been translated wrong. You have to read the Quran in Arabic to get the truth because, you know, it just can't be translated any other way. Perfectly. And if you try to show them an English Quran, they'll tell you, oh, it's not translated right. You got to speak Arabic. Is God the God of the Arabs only? Is God the God of the white man only? Is he the God of the Jews only? Or is he also of the Gentiles? Yes, of the Gentiles also, it says in Romans 4. He's the God of all flesh. He's the God of all the earth. And the Bible says when we get to heaven in Revelation 7, there will be people there of every nation, every tribe, every language, every kindred, and every tongue will be represented in heaven. It's not an elite group for a certain family. It's open to everybody. Whosoever will, let him take the water.